Zondervan presents Material Witness, a Shipshawana Amish Mystery, Book 3, by Vanetta Chapman. Read by Pam Ward. In memory of my grandparents, John and Rose Allen. Prologue. Shipshawana, Indiana, mid-September. Am I late? Kelly pushed the door closed against the September wind, grateful to see her three best friends waiting for her. Deborah, Melinda, and Esther surrounded her like the fall flowers in her garden circled the pavestone walk.
Bishop Elam wouldn't have started without you, Deborah said.
33 years old, 3 inches taller than Callie's 5'3", and weighing somewhere around 140 pounds, Deborah was healthy and beautiful. Her blondish-brown hair was neatly tucked into her prayer cup, and her amber eyes nearly always expressed her calm, pleasant character. Kelly had begun to think of Deborah as her sister, but she understood they looked like complete opposites. Kelly tried to gain weight but couldn't, had dark hair that refused to behave, especially now that she was growing it past her collar, and large eyes such a deep brown someone had once told her they looked black. No amount of makeup could minimize Callie's eyes. She'd tried. They still dominated her face. She often found herself glancing at Deborah, wishing she could be like her. She'd confessed that once, and Deborah had reminded her God had a reason for making each person exactly as they were. Perhaps one day he'd let her in on the secret.
Did you have trouble finding the place?
Melinda reached forward and patted down Callie's hair, which Callie imagined now resembled something out of a punk rock video. Melinda was small and precious, like a bird who wore...